The Chinook salmon runs are turning out to be poor on both the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers this season. Alaska's congressional delegation is seeking a federal disaster declaration to address subsistence needs in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes reports.
The Association of Village Council Presidents requested a state fishing disaster declaration in mid-June, which would allow for emergency disaster relief. The governor's office has made no such declaration. However, a different avenue is being sought on the federal side.
There are multiple paths that we're pursuing at the federal level.
Senator Lisa Murkowski.
We can approach it through the state, which I think is absolutely appropriate. But we've also got to recognize that we need to get the initiative moving at the federal level as well, because things don't move very quickly around here.
Murkowski and the rest of Alaska's delegation, Senator Mark Begich and Congressman Don Young, are requesting a federal disaster declaration from the Department of Commerce. Their request follows one from the Alaska Federation of Natives. The delegation's letter states that the Chinook salmon returns to Alaska are weak statewide this season and have been below average in many areas in recent years. It cites burdensome salmon conservation measures that the state of Alaska has had to implement in commercial, sport, and subsistence fisheries from the Kenai to the Yukon. Murkowski says she's also contacted the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Secretary of Agriculture, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency about possible assistance. In 2010, the delegation steered $5 million to fishermen on the lower Yukon after a federal disaster was sought for poor runs in 2008 and 2009. Murkowski says the process to get the funding was lengthy.
It didn't take weeks. It didn't take months. It took years to get the dollars then through the appropriations process back out to the communities and to the impacted families. So having been alerted to where we are, I think it's important to get moving on all tracks.
The Alaska Federation of Natives request, which went to the delegation, the governor, and the Obama administration, not only asks for a disaster declaration, but for more funding for researching and restoring the Chinook salmon runs in the Yukon and Kuskokwim. Specifically, AFN asks for $5 million for a minimum of 8 years, which is the full life cycle of salmon. The Federation requests that the funding not go through the state, but go to the AYK Sustainable Salmon Initiative as a tribal, federal, and state co-management effort. No one from AFN was available to comment. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.